After a long run-up, it is the final day of campaigning for candidates before the New Hampshire presidential primary. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will be all over the state today in a final pitch to Democratic voters. That builds on a full weekend of events, from canvassers knocking on doors to the candidate rallying supporters. VPR's Liam Elder Connor has this report from the Granite State.
Shoppers Pub is a pretty typical sports bar in Manchester. It's the kind of place where you can get a burger and a beer, watch the game on a big TV, and play some Keno. But this past Saturday morning, the bar was packed with volunteers for Bernie Sanders.
So you canvassed last week, so you had many venues.
Ruth Simcox is standing near a long table filled with bagels, pastries, and fruit. She's showing Dylan Yock and Miguel Aragon how to canvass.
So if that person, you can ask them if they're a Bernie supporter. If they are, you want to push that, and you want to, here's your script.
Yock and Aragon came up from Boston to volunteer for Sanders. Neither of them had ever knocked on doors for a presidential candidate before. Yock says Sanders' focus on addressing climate change and the wealth gap motivated him.
When you look at who we have that could be president, the only person that really, I think, has a track record that shows that he cares about these issues is Bernie. And I think it's one of those things that we sort of all need to show up for.
A little after 9 a.m., Susmik Lama, a field organizer with the Sanders campaign, jumped on a bench in the middle of the room and told the crowd it was time to get started.
We win this campaign by talking to people we know and by talking to people we don't know. And today we will be talking to people we don't know. And volunteers are the core of this campaign. And we cannot, there are hundreds. There are hundreds of doors that needs to be knocked.
Sanders won the 2016 Democratic primary with 61% of the vote. But the campaign doesn't seem to be taking another win for granted in 2020. Sanders spent the weekend traveling the state urging people to get out and vote. All the way, he was trailed by supporters and reporters like me.
In a quarter mile, turn left onto Wakefield Street.
I'm in my car right now on my way to Bernie Sanders' next event today, which is in Rochester, and it's in the downtown at the Opera House. Oh, wow, there's already a line of people.
Rochester's a city about an hour northeast from Manchester. The median household income is lower than the state average, and nearly 11% of people live below the poverty level.
Feel the burn. Look, you're selling stuff, man.
I meet Kelly Fogg waiting in line. He's buying a couple of Bernie Sanders buttons.
I want this right here, the bird.
Fogg says he's a truck driver, and he's concerned about climate change.
My footprint is not very good, my carbon footprint, because I do a lot of driving, but my heart is in the right spot.
Fogg says one reason he supports Sanders is because of his promise to tackle climate change with a plan that includes switching to 100% renewable energy and investing in public transportation.
So if we don't do anything about the climate in the next few years, we're screwed. But we got to get Trump out of there because he just doesn't believe it even exists.
At the other end of the line, Raina Roy hasn't made up her mind who she'll support in the Democratic primary.
Who are your top choices right now?
I would say that my top choices are probably Bernie or Buttigieg.
Really?
Yeah.
Those are two pretty different people.
You think so?
I mean, at least, you know, at first glance. So what is it about the two of them that appeal to you?
I think probably my political views are closer to Bernie. And I'm looking at a lot of friends that maybe consider Buttigieg more electable.
Roy's choice is one many other New Hampshire residents might face. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg finished better than expected in the Iowa caucus. He's seen a bump in popularity in the week leading up to the primary, and Sanders and his supporters have noticed.
This is Shaheen country.
On Saturday night, all the Democratic candidates spoke at the McIntyre Shaheen dinner. The event, a fundraiser for the New Hampshire Democratic Party, was in an arena in Manchester. It was sort of a cross between a stadium rock concert and political rally. Each campaign had a section of the stadium to fill with supporters. In his speech, Buttigieg didn't name Sanders, but seemed to point to him.
With a president this divisive, we cannot risk dividing Americans' future further, saying that you must either be for a revolution or you must be for the status quo. Let's make room for everybody in this movement.
Sanders supporters started booing and chanting Wall Street Heat. The next day at a rally in Hanover, Sanders criticized Buttigieg for taking donations from billionaires.
I'm running against some guys, Pete Buttigieg among others, who have raised campaign funds from over 40 billionaires, heads of large corporations, CEOs in the pharmaceutical industry, people from Wall Street. Our campaign is a very different campaign.
But despite the growing tension between the two frontrunners, Sanders largely stuck to familiar ground in some of his final weekend rallies, like Medicare for All.
Guarantee health care to every man, woman, and child as a human right.
Criminal justice reform.
Our administration will end cash bail in America.
Raising the minimum wage.
To $15 an hour.
And he asked the audience to vote.
So what I'm asking of you, obviously, is your support on Tuesday. I'm asking for your help to win the Democratic nomination. I'm asking for your help to defeat Donald Trump.
Many in the crowd at Sanders rallies clearly already support him, but some are still making up their minds, like Roelof Versteeg.
But I'm looking for somebody who can show that they can be pragmatic and realize that that everything is a gray issue. I mean, that's maybe also related to...
As he talks, Versteeg's 16-year-old daughter, Lily, rolls her eyes in the way only a teenager can. She's got a Bernie Sanders T-shirt and sign, and she says she's a fan.
But, I mean, Lily, are you going to try to convince your dad? Is that sort of your goal?
Yeah. Even if it doesn't change your mind, I want to educate you.
Thank you so much for educating me. That's very good. Well, education goes both ways. I mean, like, you know, like...
I know everything.
Yeah. Well, you're a teenager. Of course you know everything.
Sanders will maintain a brisk campaign schedule today into Tuesday's primary, starting with a breakfast event in Manchester and ending with a get-out-the-vote rally in Durham. For VPR News, I'm Liam Elder Connors in New Hampshire.